Well, welcome, beloved, to another daily devotional. Today's reading, we're coming out of Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. And I'll be reading out the Recovery Bible. Not that I speak according to lack, for I have learned in whatever circumstances I am to be content. I know also how to be abased, and I know how to abound. In everything and in all things, I have learned the secret both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. I am able to do all things in Him who empowers me. Praise the Lord. Let's focus on the word learned or learn. Hallelujah. The word learn means to gain knowledge or skill by studying, practicing, being taught, or experiencing something. To cause something to be in your memory by studying it. To hear or to be told something. To find out something. To gain knowledge or understanding of or skill in by studying, instruction, or experience. To come to be able. Here, Paul, he said in verse 11, not that I speak according to lack, for I have learned. In other words, he has gained knowledge or skill. Hallelujah. In whatever circumstances he was in to be content. Now the word content means self-sufficient, satisfied in oneself. Glory to God. He learned, hallelujah, by practicing, by being taught, hallelujah, by experiencing how to be content. In other words, he had to come to that point of contentment. It just didn't happen overnight, beloved. He had to learn it. He had to practice it. He had to experience it. Glory to God. In verse 12, he said, I know also how to be abound. He said, I know, hallelujah, glory to God, how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Hallelujah. The word abased means humbled in lowly circumstances. He said, I know how to abased. Hallelujah. To be abased. Hallelujah. He had to learn how to humble himself in whatever circumstance he found himself in. As you remember, Paul was a Roman soldier. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yet he was a Jew. He studied with the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He knew the word of God. But Paul was he was very arrogant. God had to do some changes on the inside of his heart. This is why he said, I know how to be abased. He had to learn through experience how to humble himself. Glory to God. We don't know if that was an instant humility when Christ met him on the road on his way. He was on his way to arrest Christians. Hallelujah. And Christ met him on the road. We don't know if that was was instant. But Paul had to learn these things. He went through much. Hallelujah. For God to change his heart. Hallelujah. And he said, I know how to abound. Hallelujah. He said which abound means to live in abundance. Paul, hallelujah, also had abundance. Glory to God. Glory to God. He knew how, hallelujah, to abound. He learned how to abound. He had much, glory to God. In everything and in all things, I have learned the secret. He said he have learned the secret, both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. And what was that secret? In verse 13, it tells you what the secret was. He said, I am able to do all things in him who empowers me. The secret was in Christ Jesus. Paul learned that Christ, hallelujah, that was in him, the hope of glory, empowered him, hallelujah, to be filled and to abound in everything and in all things, hallelujah. He had learned that he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. It was he learned that, hallelujah, that it was Christ, hallelujah, that enabled him to be humble, to humble himself in the situations and circumstances that Paul found himself in. He did not retaliate against his enemies, hallelujah, but he stayed humble before God, and Christ strengthened him, hallelujah, to show forth Christ, hallelujah, to the world. Paul was an awesome apostle. The Greek word for empowers me means makes dynamic inwardly. Christ dwells in us, beloved. Hallelujah. He empowers us. He makes us dynamic from within and not from without. We must learn how to pull on that power that's on the inside of us, which is Christ, who is the hope of glory. Glory to God. Christ is the one that enables us to go through any circumstance. Leaning on him because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. We can do nothing without him, beloved. We are nothing without him. If we are doing things outside of him, we're doing it in ourselves and in our flesh. Hallelujah. But Christ is our strength. Just like with the armor of God in Ephesians. Hallelujah. It is God's empowerment. Hallelujah. He is the one that empowers us to go through our trials and our tribulation. The secret is that we must come to realize and accept that Christ is our empowerment. Christ is our energy. Christ is our hope. Hallelujah. We can do nothing in and of ourselves, beloved. We must gain knowledge or skill by studying, practicing, being taught, or experiencing something. Every situation and circumstances we go through, we must remember that God the enemy must first get the approval from God. I had to learn that the enemy cannot do anything to me if there is no sin in my life. Hallelujah. And second, he must get approval from God. He just can't do any old thing to you if you have not opened up a door, a way of access for him to come and wreak havoc, beloved. But he must get permission from God. Hallelujah. When Jesus spoke to Peter, and he says, Satan has required of me, hallelujah, to test you. Satan had to get permission from God in order to test Peter. The same rule applies here. Hallelujah. And if God allows these things, circumstances, trials, and tribulations to come into our lives, it's for us to gain knowledge, for us to have skill, glory to God, by being taught or experiencing something. It's building our character to trust in him even more. We can do all things. He said, I am, in verse 13, I am able to do all things. He said, I am able to do all things in him who empowers me. Beloved, be not discouraged, because Christ in you empowers you to go through what any circumstance that you are going through. Well, until then, beloved, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God bless you and shalom.